Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
You're sounding a little extra, like, satellite-y. Does that make sense?
Satellite-y?
Like, you're coming in through, like, perfectly clear. But it's one of those days when you sound like you're, you know, in a basement in Russia somewhere.
I mean, I'm in an attic in... Hold on, let me see. Is this better?
Oh, hey, look at that. Wow. That sounds when like... You're going all NPR now.
When I hold my blue ball to my face, I mean my blue snowball microphone.
When you snowball your face, is that...
That's not what I said, if you know it.
You can put it down. You're good.
Yeah. It's Thursday morning. It's early.
Yeah, it's Thirsty Thursday.
So I'm drinking coffee.
Right. I haven't had anything yet. I'm trying to kick the sugary drinks and stuff like that, because, like, I haven't been feeling sick, per se, but I've just felt, like, head-to-toe gross and just generally unhealthy for the past couple of days. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah. I understand how that typically works.
Yeah, so I feel absolutely gross, so I'm trying real hard, like, no Red Bull, no soda, no coffee, that sort of thing.
Coffee, you drink your coffee black, like I do, right?
I do, yeah.
So I think that's okay, because contrary to popular belief, and by that I mean nobody.
Right.
Black coffee has no sugar, because it's...
Well, yeah. It's caffeine, right? Yeah.
Like, you can cut the sugar.
Yeah.
No. And still do the caffeine. Trust me, I did Whole30.
I think it's... Oh, is that... Do you have, a little badge now? Do you get a little badge? You can trust me, I did Whole30.
Do I have a what?
A little badge.
That's offensive.
No, badge.
Oh.
Wow.
No, I know.
Wow.
I know. I thought you were being filthy, sir.
No.
Yeah, I know.
There's something else.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Usually from Sarah.
So it's kind of the main reason I'm staying away from coffee is, and this might sound weird, but it's almost like it's a gateway drug for me. Like, it's the gateway to the sugary drinks, because when I would drink coffee regularly, like a year ago or whatever, I would have a cup of coffee in the morning, and then I would stop by Wawa, grab a Red Bull, that sort of thing. And so now every time I drink coffee, it's like a psychological thing. Every time I drink coffee, I immediately want a Red Bull afterward.
I wouldn't necessarily call that psychological. I would call it... I mean, caffeine is something your body can become addicted to, so right. That does make sense.
Yeah.
Like, for me... Like, I gave up coffee when I did Isagenix earlier, like a month or whenever I was doing it. And it sucks, because the thing, when you give up caffeine at all, your body adjusts and, you know, you get headaches.
Yeah, it's just straight up withdrawal. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And it's not enjoyable.
No.
But
I get irate, man.
But, you know, you have it, so then... Your body's telling you, you know, a bit later, I need more caffeine to continue to function.
Yeah.
You know, like with anything. So then, I didn't like giving it up, because I honestly just like coffee, and it's like, not having coffee in the morning, it's a psychological thing, like, it's a comfort.
Right, yeah.
You know, I'm like, I got my cup. It's warm.
You got your cup, you're cuddling it, just the smell just fills the house, you know, yeah.
As Folgers used to say, the best part of waking up is certainly not getting my kids ready for school.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine.
Can we just talk about that for a minute?
Sure, yeah. This is a safe space, Nick. You can talk about
it. I hate mornings. Like, a lot of parents are like, oh, bedtime. And yeah, bedtime is kind of a pain in the ass. No. Like, hands down.
Mornings are worse for you guys. Mornings
are worse. And I thought it was going to change when Sophia started kindergarten. Because, like, all right, boom, boom, boom. You got to be up at this time. We got to get you dressed, ready, breakfast, bust out.
Right.
The first week of school, she was, like, so excited and, like, hopping out of bed at, like, 6 a.m.
That doesn't last, bro.
Yeah, like, we had, you know, lots of time, like, out at the bus stop, like, 20 minutes early at the end of the driveway. But now it's just, like, she's like, I'm cold! And, like, insists on carrying the blanket in the bathroom.
Right.
It's just, like, we get outside, she's like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, dude, the bus is right there. So it's, you know, it's always a constant fight of, you know, whining and crying. And I'm just like, dude, we gotta go. Like, I want you to drop me off. I'm like, nah.
Not happening. Not happening. Nope.
Yeah, I just, it's, mornings are just, like, terrible.
Yeah.
And like me, I get ready in, you know, 5 minutes. Like, you know, my shower, obviously it takes me forever to do this hair.
Oh, you know, yeah.
It's got to be perfect.
Yeah, you got to pull the comb through. What do you do? Do you do the 100 or do you do the 500?
Oh, I do 1,000.
Oh, okay. I was doing the 250 for a little while, just so I didn't put strain on my, too much strain on my scalp. But, you know, clearly you have, more sensitive hair to work with, so.
Yeah, and I mean, normally I'm currently rubbing my, my bald head.
Right.
On top of my dome. And then I do that about, like, 1,000 times a morning.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll see, that is the best thing about having my hair, you know, head shaped like this. The kids,
yeah,
just rubbing their hand on my in my hair.
Right.
And it feels awesome. And they're like, aw. And I'm like, you can just do that forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maddie does it more than Sophia. And they're like, you need to cut your hair. I'm like, guess it's time.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. Anyway, I hate mornings. They're fun.
You know who must have really hated mornings? The people in that video from the Chuck E. Cheese down in Florida, which, surprise, surprise. Now, hold on. I say surprise, surprise about something like this happening in Florida. If you don't understand, if you're not understanding why that's now
a thing,
it's because of the internet. And because for some reason, and many, many people have noticed this, a lot of the random, you know, cell phone videos of random people fighting or doing ridiculous stuff, a pretty decent, I don't know if it's the majority, but a pretty decent chunk of what's out there on the internet has originated from Florida.
The dude who, the original, the bath salts dude.
Yeah.
Who, you know, went insane on bath salts and then ate that dude's face. That was in Florida. I think that's what honestly started it.
Well, I think it might actually go back farther than that. Because down in, like, the Miami area and Tampa area is where all those, like, backstreet fighters, like Kimbo Slice.
Oh, right.
That's where he was fighting down there, like, you know, doing the hobo fights and stuff like that, they were called.
Bum fights. I remember those.
That was terrible. I remember kids in my school getting in trouble for watching those at school.
It's such a horrible thing.
I know, yeah. So I think that might have started that narrative, and then all of a sudden there's, you know, a dude on drugs eating somebody's face, and then now a brawl, like a literal, like,
yeah.
Think of the opening fight scene in Gangs of New York, just people ripping out each other's hair and just like kicking each other and in a Chuck E. Cheese.
So I saw it, you shared it,
yeah,
and immediately I had to share. I was like, I have to share that on our page because, you know, it's parenting.
Yeah.
At its worst. I was just like, you're in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Like, what it reminded me of is, like, Walmart on Black Friday. Or,
yeah,
you know, any of, like, the stores that have the insane Black Friday sales first thing in the morning. Yeah. And you've seen the people rumbling over a freaking, like, Bluetooth speaker for $10. You know, or whatever it was. And there's kids there, and they just don't care. What has to go through your head to think, oh, I'm in Chuck E. Cheese, let's just brawl?
Right. But I did not read the article associated with it yet, but I want to, because I want to know how this started.
It didn't say. It just said two parents got into an argument that turned into a physical altercation. Now, why that turned into literally everybody else just beating the shit out of each other?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody, like, dropped a political statement or something like that into it. Yeah, they were bickering about something small. I was like, I bet you vote for Hillary. And then somebody punched somebody else in the face, and then all of a sudden, you know.
No.
Massacre.
No, I think someone cut in line at the skee ball.
Or ate the last slice of pizza.
Fucker. Yeah. My kid was supposed to dance with Chuck.
Yeah, exactly. Chuck doesn't belong to you. Chuck belongs to all of us.
It was my turn to feed my tickets into the ticket feeder. Yes, I have a million tickets.
Yeah.
No, you can't have any. I mean, I don't like going to Chuck E. Cheese.
I have never been to Chuck E. Cheese.
We've gone twice. In my life.
Yeah.
Twice or once? It's either once or twice, but it wasn't fun, and it was a lot smaller.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty darn small.
I went to a birthday party at, do you remember DZ?
Yeah.
Discovery Zone?
Yeah.
I love that place. That place I always wanted to go back to, but.
Be back before it was Discovery Zone. Most of them, or maybe a couple of them, were called Celebration Station.
Back in my day. I think my brother used to go to that when he was younger.
I think we may have talked about this before.
Yeah.
Where they had, like, the big robotic animal band
right. on stage. Yeah. It was supposed to be, like, super reminiscent of, like, Captain Kangaroo. No, not Captain Kangaroo. Banana Splits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, the all-bear band.
Right.
I think they were bears. Yeah, I loved that place when I was a kid.
I'll tell you.
I remember the Discovery Zone commercials. DZ!
Discovery Zone! Yeah. It was basically, I'm pretty sure they hired Chris Hardwick to sing that song. Because it was just one of those, hey, Chris, we need to do this song. And we want to make it sound, like, super awesome, like, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, because he does that every once in a while, just out of nowhere, on his podcast, on the Nerdist podcast, and on, like, At Midnight and stuff like that, he'll just start singing in that style to talk about, you know, to start talking about whatever he wants to talk about. I'm pretty sure it was him. Plus, he was, like, a 90s icon for a little bit there.
He hosted Singled Out.
I am too young to have even watched Singled Out while it was still airing, so I think. I don't know.
I remember, man, it was Singled Out. Co-host was one Jenny McCarthy.
I've heard of that crazy, crazy woman, yeah.
Followed up by his co-host, one Carmen Electra.
Oh.
Yes. They went from one to the other.
So, I'll tell you something from my childhood that I actually tweeted about this morning. Today, dropped off Emma at daycare, checked her bin where they leave stuff for the parents, and there it is. Scholastic Reading Club magazine, where you can order the books for it and everything. It is made out of the same paper that it has been made out of for the past, like, 30 years. And it's great. I love it. I didn't smell it while I was still standing in the classroom, because that would have been creepy. But when I got to the car, I gave it a little sniff. Because it just brings back so many memories of, you know, being in elementary school. And, oh my god, the book club thing is here. I want books.
I mean, that's not weird to sniff. Scholastic Reading Club paper. That's
all right, don't judge. You're judging.
Judging. I don't judge. I mean, I wrote about that a while ago, if you recall.
No, I never read it.
How dare you, sir?
Like, I read things that go up on our own site. I don't even read the stuff that I read. I just kind of write it.
Oh, I know that.
Say, yeah.
That's why you have me.
If you didn't notice by my terrible grammar.
Anytime you ask me, you're like, hey, I just wrote a post. Can you hop over and read it over for me? I'm like, yeah. Let me see how many times you spelled ridiculous with an E.
Hey, I'm sorry. It still confuses me for some reason.
I mean, the easiest way to know if you've spelled something incorrectly, and I'm just spitballing here.
Right.
But there's this little red line that'll usually underline it.
It doesn't pop up.
Word or WordPress.
It doesn't pop up in Word, I'll tell you that much.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't for me.
You must have your spelling.
You know what I think I did? You know what I probably did?
Ignored it.
It kept coming up with the red line. So I probably did the right click add to dictionary. Just so it would stop bothering me. Yeah.
That spelling of ridiculous is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Ridiculous. R-E makes sense. But it's not
pronounced ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You know what? You're ridiculous.
I mean, I'm currently doing the Sophia's learning to read.
Yeah.
So she gets these sight words, where it's like she gets. Our teacher calls them sight words. It's a plastic baggie with index cards with like three or four words that she has to, you know, master each week.
Right.
And so I'm like in the process of sound it out. G.
Right.
Oh, what is that? She's actually really good at them. But that's what this reminds me of.
Do you want to make me flashcards? Is that what you're saying? So I can learn how to spell?
Yeah. I'm actually going to.
You will.
I'm going to send it to you.
Dick.
No, that won't be on one of the... I'm pretty sure you've mastered how to spell that.
I can think of some other words, but, yeah. I'll end up giving them to, the wife. Because she's got... I always like to make fun of her, because she's, you know... She grew up in small town, kind of, it's just outside of farmland, that sort of thing.
In your current hometown?
So there's kind of an accent, a little bit, you know... Instead of saying roof, they say rough.
Rough?
Yeah. Instead of saying creek, they say crick. That sort of thing.
I don't think that's an up there thing. I heard that, like, where I grew up.
Yeah, it's not just here. It's, you know, it's a phonetic thing all around the place. But, yeah, all around the country.
I'm going to jump off the rough into the crick.
Exactly. Yeah. What? Yeah.
What?
But you know what's hilarious? And I'm not making fun of her at all. I swear, I'm not making fun of her at all.
Yeah, you don't need to qualify it to me.
It's just the way that it is. But she'll say roof, and she'll say crick, but then she'll say dog. So it's like, it's got this interesting mixture of pronunciations around here. It's pretty great.
So her pronunciation of dog comes straight from the Bronx?
Actually, you know what it sounds like? It's kind of weird. So the area of northern New Jersey that I grew up in was all farmland. So it was basically exactly the same town that I'm in now, just up in northern New Jersey. But we had people who had transplanted there from New York and then had kids and raised their kids there. So their kids basically talk the same way. It's like roof, creek, dog, hot dog, you know, going down the shore. Yeah, that sort of thing.
They have this weird combo accent.
Okay.
Yes, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. A combo accent. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to combine the words, but it's not. It's not happening.
It always reminds me of Jeff Foxworthy a little while ago when he started doing the Redneck Dictionary.
Oh, right.
Or like redneck words, right? Like widja didja. Yeah. You didn't bring your truck, would you, did you? that sort of thing. Yeah, it reminds me of that.
Yeah.
No, that's another one. That's another one around here. Yeah, especially my mother-in-law says that. That's great.
Question.
Yeah, it's adorable. Hey, real quick.
Young too.
Yeah. real quick, we're going to talk about our sponsor this week, the Slim Jimmy, which is now available on GoFundMe. Go support them because it's a really, really awesome product. If you didn't hear about it on the last episode, it's a really slim wallet. Now, I've carried around one of those classic leather multi-fold things that holds a dozen cards and stuff like that. And on a personal level, I can't sit on it in the car anymore. It's just not comfortable. So I end up like sticking it in the door, sticking it in the center console, and then I forget it, right? And then I'm without my wallet, and it sucks. Got to go back out to the car when I'm trying to do grocery shopping, that sort of thing. The Slim Jimmy is an awesome little wallet. It's like a sixth of the size. Sixth? Am I saying that right?
No, you don't know how to.
Sixth. Sixth.
Sixth.
It's like a sixth of the size of like your standard average wallet. It fits up to 6 cards, like really, really tightly in their patented mesh material pocket thing. And it's got the little protection worked into it. It's like the, I don't know if it's like a piece of weird cardboard or something like that, but it protects your chip that's in your card.
It's got RFID protection. No,
yeah, that's what it's called. There you go. But it's really awesome. Handmade out of leather from California, I believe, and they are on GoFundMe. I think the top end is $35, and you can pick your own color and all that jazz. Do some special stuff with it. Definitely go check them out, fellas. If you're
sick, put the
link
in the description.
Yeah, we'll put the link in the description, fellas. If you're sick of having a big bulky wallet, and ladies, if you're sick of your man complaining
wallet.
About his big bulky wallet, or his big bulky wallet being a mess. Mine was a mess, and I'll add a little more to our advertising here, just because I thought it was neat. So I started putting cards into the Slim Jimmy, right, and it kind of forced me to go through my wallet and decide what's most important. Like, you know, I got my bank card, and I got, you know, my insurance card, and that sort of thing. And I was able to fit everything that I needed, and then at one point I just looked at everything that was still left in my wallet. I was like, you know what? I don't even need this stuff.
Yeah.
I can just leave it on the kitchen counter and screw it.
It carries everything you need and nothing you don't.
Exactly. That's a good one. They should use that one.
They should.
Damn, that's a good one.
It's like I've had to use that copy professionally before.
Oh,
I have.
Oh, okay.
Everything you need and nothing you don't.
So you stole it, is what you're saying? Yeah.
from myself.
Yeah.
That's how you market a bottom of the barrel TV. Like a not smart TV.
Oh, okay.
or a laptop without all the bells and the whistles.
Right. Yeah.
It's got everything you need and nothing you don't.
It's got Wi-Fi, yeah. Doesn't have any security, but you know.
Yeah. It's bare bones.
Yeah, it's what you call a burner laptop.
Yeah. It's not a thing, but it should be.
Exactly.
So we had a really awesome episode 100 last week.
I know, it was great.
Whether or not you guys ever get to hear episode 100 is up to the podcast gods.
Yeah.
This is episode 101. You're probably going to go on and see we skip from 99 to 101. There is a 100.
It's out there somewhere.
It's floating around, you know.
Yeah.
It was good.
It started uploading, and then for some reason there was an error, and I was trying to upload it from the app on the
computer?
No, not on the computer. The app on the
iPad.
And there was an error. So I tried it, you know, two or three more times. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to have to do it from the laptop then. I came back home, got on the laptop, and for some reason, it had tried to upload 6 times. And now instead of saying, you know, 35 minutes or however long it was, it said 6 seconds. Yeah. There was like 6 or 7 different attempts at uploading in 6-second increments. So we've been going back and forth with IT for the app and whatnot, and that has not been successful yet. So say a prayer if you're into that.
Yeah.
That episode 100 will make an appearance.
This is what happens when you record straight to your host.
Right.
Instead of recording in software and having a backup of the file.
Sorry.
Which makes me think, you know what? Maybe we should be recording in Audacity at the same time.
Maybe we should.
Starting next week.
Okay. Although, I don't think I can run Audacity and this app at the same time and have it work properly. I don't know. So you might have to...
I have Audacity.
Yeah, you might have to run it on your end, and then if it doesn't work on my end, you know.
Can do that.
That sort of thing.
We can do that.
There are ways of making this work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We can do it. Folks, keep an eye out for our stupid images. Our podcasting rules.
Yes.
Are coming out in... I'll be putting out another one probably today. You know... If you're a podcaster and you want to know the rules for what we're doing,
right,
you'll like it, even if they're completely made up and points don't matter. It's right. Like that. Whose line is it anyway?
Exactly. Yeah.
For podcasting rules.
But pulling a Drew Carey of podcasting.
Yes.
Thing going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm playing like a champion. No excuses.
Well, right.
Number 37.
Is that from a song or something like that? Oh no, that's one of the. Never mind.
It's one of ours, but...
It sounded like a Ludacris song or something.
I used it on you. It came from, like, Wedding Crashers.
Oh, okay.
They're like, Wedding Crashers rule number 63. No excuses, play a champion today.
Nice.
Or it was something like that. And right. That's what I was yelling at you for not having something done or...
Oh, yeah, because I was just being lazy the one day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
send that to you.
More like 2 or 3 days, but yeah.
Yeah. I've been busy.
I have been busy. Okay. Now it comes out.
I'm sorry, did you have to deal with a projectile vomiting child?
I did have to deal with a projectile vomiting child, actually. She came home from school the other day, and she was, like, really lethargic. And she laid down, she was sleeping for a little while. And every once in a while, she would sit up and say, Daddy, I want food. I'm like, all right, what do you want to eat? She said, I'm not hungry. And then she laid back down, and then at one point, she rolled off the couch, she stood up, and she looked straight at me, and she said, Daddy, my belly hurts. And before I could get a word out, I was covered in vomit.
Oh my God.
It was just... Full on, like, here's the thing. When you're about to become a parent, you hear horror stories and people reference you know, people reference the Exorcist scene where, you know, the crazy vomit is coming out. They reference that, and you think to yourself, that probably only happens to, you know, kids every once in a while, but nah, it probably won't ever happen to me. You know, that's probably only when they're really, really sick. Well, guess what? Like a fire hose, that kid started puking. It was on the couch, it was on the floor, it was on me, it was on her. Chunky, too. And then I drag her out, well, not drag, I carried her out to the kitchen. Carissa was upstairs, she was just getting out of the shower. I drag her into the kitchen, I'm holding her over the sink. And she's like, okay, I feel better. And so I hold her up and she looks at me and she gets this little smile on her face. And she does it again.
On you?
On me. All over my shoulder, down onto my pants, down onto the floor. Got a little bit on my Jordans, I'm pissed. But you know. It is what it is.
You know it's a bad day when you get puke on your Jordans.
Exactly.
Excuse me, I tweet, you know it's a bad day when your kid pukes on your Jordans.
But yeah, so Carissa came downstairs. It seemed like she was done puking. And at one point, I looked at my shoulder. And there were chunks on it. Just hanging there. And I started to gag. And I got really... Carissa said my face got really, really red all of a sudden, and I started gagging hardcore over the sink. So she took Emma from my hands, and she's like, look, I'll handle this for right now. You go upstairs and get, like, generally cleaned off, and then you guys can take a shower or whatever. And we ended up taking a little bit of a shower, soaked in the bathtub for a little while she was, you know, she started passing out on me.
Yeah.
And, poor kid. I felt so bad.
And when they're, like, three, like, 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Even, you know, 4 to an extent. Trying to get them to understand the concept of you need to throw up into, you know, the toilet.
Right.
Or a trash can or whatever, and not just where you sit.
Yeah.
is tough. Yeah. We had that earlier in the year with Maddie. And I'm like, all right, you're sleeping on the floor next to our bed. You have the trash can, but it's like, you know, all right, I can hear you go, I'm like picking up. And, like, get over that. Yeah, that's. It's not fun to do.
Well, on that tasty, tasty note, we hope you all have a great week. And thank you for tuning in. Hopefully episode 100 will post at some point. We will be the first to let you know.
We will, because I'll be like, hey, look, out of order episodes.
Yeah, right? All right, so if you go to Chuck E. Cheese, try not to start any fights. If you go to Florida, question your decision-making skills. And
don't eat anybody's face.
Right, don't eat anybody's face. If somebody hands you a little baggie and says, hey, sniff this or whatever, just don't do it. It may sound like fun, and you may love The Walking Dead, but I promise you, you don't love The Walking Dead that much. To wake up in a hospital, strapped to the bed, having just eaten a homeless man's face. Yeah.
No.
That is
a bad idea.
That is not the end to a party that you want to share with your kids when they're teenagers. Like, I used to party hard back in the day. I ate somebody's face once. That's not something you want to talk about.
That's going to be a direct quote for this episode.
There you go. Yeah.
I used to party hard. I ate some dude's face once.
Hashtag parenting quotes you never want to say. All right, everybody have a good week. We'll catch you next time.
Peace.